7:46 is the time. We are well within the weekly Africa segment on a Monday evening right here on Power Business on Power 98.7. And we wrap up tonight's edition with a conversation on the seven of Africa's leading securities exchanges. They are working together in the African Exchange Linkage Project, aiming to boost Pan-African investment flows and bringing more liquidity to African markets. Joining us for this conversation is Head of Public Policy and Regulatory Affairs at the JSE, Anne Clayton. Good evening to you, Anne.
Hello, Chumi. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you so much. What a fascinating time with this development. Let's first unpack what exactly this exchange is meant to be doing.
So essentially, it's an initiative. The seven exchanges have got together and we are building what we call a routing system. So it's a hub to enable the exchanges to trade with each other. So, essentially it will help domestic stockbrokers, South African stockbrokers, placing orders on another African exchange on behalf of their investors and vice versa.
Very, very interesting, because as we are looking forward to the developments around the free trade agreement for the continent, then this comes along, because then it makes it easier for money flows, particularly for locals on the African continent. What necessitated this hub?
I think really the African exchanges have been considering ways to improve the liquidity and the depth of our market. And so instead of looking to the rest of the world to foreign investors to come into the continent to provide that liquidity, we're looking at Pan-Africa. There's 1.4 trillion market capitalization in the equities market across Africa. The seven participating exchanges cover 14 countries. We're looking at over 1,100 different equity counters.
Oh, wow.
In other markets. Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes, it is. So it will give, for example, South African investors an opportunity to invest in some of the African greats like Dangote in Nigeria, Safricom in Kenya, and of course all our greats here as well. The other investors from other parts of Africa will then have an opportunity to invest in those companies here.
That is so wonderful, especially as you reference Dangote Cements, because they came out with brilliant results, and it becomes an eye-opener to the opportune time that we have currently with COVID-19, albeit the economic challenges. We are proving ourselves as African businesses that we actually can localize.
Absolutely. And really, we're completely aligned to the African Union agenda, the 2063 agenda, which is really about building a strategic framework for inclusive growth and sustainable development right across Africa. And as you mentioned, we're also very supportive of the African Free Trade Agreement. So it would be, once it's up and running, this is a marvelous opportunity for Africans to invest in their own markets.
Let's also talk about the opportunities then that exist, because we know that investment flows have been a bit of a very touchy subject, as we do not see them benefiting us locally.
So from international perspective, yes, we've seen an outflow, but we may see a different picture from other African exchanges and investors. But as you know, that's cyclical. So, right now we may not be favor of the year, but that will change over time. As we build liquidity in our own markets, in our own African markets, that will attract international investors, because liquidity begets liquidity. So if we can get the liquidity up intra the continent, we are likely to see some interest from foreign investors outside of the continent.
This makes me so excited because with the countries that are involved, we are really talking about powerhouses that have put in the work to ensure that we are seen. So let's talk about the makeup of the countries that are participating.
Although there's seven exchanges, we cover 15 countries. So the exchanges are the Casablanca Stock Exchange, the Egyptian Exchange, Nairobi Securities Exchange, Nigerian Exchange, Stock Exchange of Mauritius, and then the BRVM, which is a regional exchange which covers eight West African countries under the West African Economic and Monetary Union. So that includes Senegal, Togo, Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, Cote d'Ivoire. So already we have, quite a lot of African countries, within the scheme. And once we go live, which we expect will be in the first quarter next year, after a period of settling down, we'll be onboarding other exchanges. And there are two other exchanges waiting in the wings.
That is great news, and it's quite soon. I mean, the first quarter of next year is around the corner. I'm also interested in finding out, Anne, about how these other exchanges fare to the domestic JSE, just as a measure of example.
So, of course, the JSE is the biggest exchange in Africa, but compared to our peers, there is a lot of movement and a lot of liquidity and size happening in countries, particularly like Egypt. Kenya is looking strong. Nigeria is looking strong. So these markets are improving continuously. So yes, one day there will be real competitors for the JSE. But that's part of our program is also working together, improving our markets in general, sharing information, working with our regulators so that, we can just improve the caliber of all exchanges in Africa.
Like I alluded earlier, Q1 of 2022 is around the corner. What then is the task at hand just starting off the ground?
So we have just recently signed a procurement signed a contract with FinFin, who are a fintech company who provide quite a lot of fintech solutions. Sorry, they're called DirectFin, solutions to brokerage houses, banks and clearing members and asset management internationally. And so we've signed this contract with them to deliver this hub that I'm talking about, this ability for us to link the markets to an order routing system. But we have spent an enormous amount of time on this since 2016 in speccing exactly what we were looking for, and then the procurement process took extremely long. We were working with the African Development Bank, and they have very rigorous procurement requirements. So we finally got to this point, it's specced, and we start working almost immediately with the technology provider to put it together and test it and roll it out, hopefully early 2022.
Wonderful news. And I think one of the questions that I wanted us to go through is the importance then of support. And you've just mentioned working closely with the Development Bank. How is this going to play out in terms of bringing more bodies onto the table to have ensure a success rate?
So, of course, the African Development Bank has been incredibly supportive through the whole process and will in the future. So they're working very closely with the existing seven participants and involved in the project, looking at, you know, how we roll this out, what the next steps are, you know, what we're looking forward to, and how we onboard, what are the qualification requirements for those exchanges that we onboard. So we're very lucky that we have wholehearted support from the African Development Bank. And they are really committed to this process. So, yes, I expect that we'll be working closely with them for many years.
Thank you so much for giving us your time in this conversation. Everything of the best. It's a very, very exciting development. I can't wait to see the progress once you get kick-started there. That is Anne Clayton, Head of Public Policy and Regulatory Affairs at the JSE, talking to us about the seven of Africa's leading security exchanges that are working together in the African Exchange Linkage Project, aiming to boost Pan-African investment flows and bringing more liquidity to African markets. I definitely must say that I'm impressed with this one.